This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station here, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, all across the country, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America, and thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now is Ms. Rosemary DePere, intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, kids, and good morning. Good morning to everybody.
All of that.
Yeah, I know. And let's see, this morning, yes. And then tomorrow, I think we have a special blessings coming up the next couple of nights. I cannot believe this week is going by so fast. I have to work them up, and I'll get with the captain as to what he thinks, however it goes. But don't worry, but be online, because I'm not sure whether I'll do the name one or I'm probably going to do two of them, because I can't ever get them in one night, too many of you. And then we have a special prayer request. I want to get that out of the way because it's important. Per the captain, getting the message to me, Heather, I'm praying for your friend Margaret. And remember this, Heather, there's nothing that God can't take care of. So, by the way, just in case you all didn't know this, I cleaned house in here for 3 weeks, and I got rid of my basket. Yeah, my prayer basket was just overloaded. That is not the way. I tried for months, Miss Bula. I tried. Not the way to do it. So what I did is I started a new list. I have it right here, and it's a book. That seems to work better. So everybody else, you've been prayed for. And Dan, by the way, your father's name was still in there. He got prayed for twice because I said everybody gets prayed for, and last Saturday night I went through them all. It's gone. Now I've started a whole new list. It's time to... And so, Heather, she is on, your friend is on the new list. Okay, so if you want to get on that list, of course, you need prayer, let the captain know, he'll tell me, or however you want to do it. Or if you have my number, just call me, you know, a lot of you have that. Okay, I said I would, I think I mentioned this the other night, I don't remember, because I don't remember what I said the night before. I mean, there's just too much going on here. But I do have a neighbor of mine. Very nice neighbors, by the way. I have to compliment my neighbors on my floor because they love God, they love country, and I have one that actually volunteered in the chaplain's office at the VA hospital. And she is the one, and I won't say her name unless she, I don't know if she would want me to, but she gave me for Mother's Day something that was special above everything else, a book called Keeping Faith, because she knew I'd use it on the show. It's, I've never seen anything like it. It's a special book on, messages from everybody, famous people from all over, and it's on keeping faith. It's on the word faith, and so I have a few I thought I'd start with tonight. There's only a few I can get on, but they're nice to give once in a while. You know why? They're uplifting, and we got to get uplifted here because I know that life can get kind of hard. I'm having a problem with Duke Energy here, and we'll let it go. I won't. I'll get into that, Captain, yet. I just know that's bothering me.
The whole area is having a problem with Duke.
That's right.
They're rebuilding the grid store from 2 years ago.
That's right. That's what I was trying to say. It's a problem because my phone goes off.
At least
off.
You're not in Puerto Rico.
That's right. Oh, please. But it, that's that's not the joke. Okay, but my phone does go out, so, you know, just, we'll pray that. I got to pray over my phone. Okie dokie. Here's what it's on the cover I like. This is one of them. I'm just giving you a few of the quotes, because there's so many, there's like dozens and dozens and dozens. They keep me happy. All right, this on the cover says, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. That's by C.S. Lewis. And this one surprised me, Captain. Faith gives you an inner strength and a sense of balance and perspective in life. Gregory Peck. He's a movie star. I'm surprised that came from him. He's a little bit deep. He was on there, too. Here's another one. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. Helen Keller. Here's another one. I think this one, this might be my favorite. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. I don't know if any of you have heard that or would have guessed it. Martin Luther King, Jr. I think that one is just beautiful because sometimes we don't see the whole staircase. And, you know, with me, taking that first step can be kind of rough. I know every one of you get that when you think about that one. I think that's my one. Well, they're all my favorite, but that's really one of my really favorites. Here's another one. Be faithful in small things because it's in those that you your strength lies. That's Mother Teresa. Here's what I'm not sure of the author, but she got in here because she's well-known, evidently. Without faith, little is possible. With it, nothing is impossible. I kind of like that one, too. Mary McLeod Bethune. Okay, and let's go over here. Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. Now, that's a little bit deep. This one does not surprise me, by a Holocaust survivor, Carrie Ten Boom. Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. When you think about that, that one's pretty deep, but a very good one. She had suffered through so much. Here's another one. Faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to believe. Of course, that's by Voltaire. It's a little more of the intelligentsia side. And then, let me end with this one. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. You all probably know who that would be. Theodore Roosevelt. And by the way, let me remind you something he said. Speak softly and carry a big stick. Because
they have lots of ammo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think more every day.
The Great White Fleet.
You know, Captain, I think I'm having to add more ammo every day. I first put that on years ago. I'm saying, oh, my goodness, we have to add more. So anyway, that's enough because the music's coming out. It's enough for tonight. I have a whole book on them. I love them because they are uplifting, and I hope that there's just a little feeling now and then. But remember, the next two nights are going to be special blessing nights. I'll be prayed up, and we'll get with it. We'll have a great time. God bless you all, and God bless America. Thank you, Kevin.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We're coming right back. And again, if you want to call and opine on anything, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. By the way, Joe says he didn't do anything to help his son with Ukraine. I'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. And you know, there's no better gift to give to someone who's a veteran than maybe their own special red, white, and blue pin, or maybe you want to buy something that they've got, a tie tack or whatever they might happen to have in stock at their website, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Now, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T because they are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. And, of course, with Memorial Day coming up, World War II veterans dying every day, Korean veterans, Vietnam veterans, they're not going to be around forever. Now's the time to honor them and give them something that they'll really appreciate. Maybe a bracelet is in order, something like that. But certainly, take a look at the catalog that they have to offer online, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com, to shop the many thousands of available items that they have there. Or, if you have a specific question, give them a call at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. And you'll find out they got a lot of great things there. And when you talk to them, they can make just about anything that you want, too. That's David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust. They are a proud sponsor of the Ron Edwards Notebook, the Edwards Notebook, and the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, let me see here. I think I got Nelson and Jasper on the phone. Is that you, Nelson?
You sure have.
What's up?
Well, I tell you, I wanted to talk about gun control. I was reading today about a Washington Post article about Prince George's County, Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. In Prince George's County, Maryland, just outside of Washington,
uh-huh.
A very strict gun control.
It's where the Beltway shooter was operating out of.
That's right. Yes, uh-huh. Indeed. 15 years ago, we're
yep.
thereabouts.
Yeah. Him and his young accomplice.
Yes, right. And I forget how it turned out, but the young accomplice was looking for a methodology to get out of jail.
Still is.
And did he get out of jail?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad he didn't. But he, at the time, he was like 16 or 13 or something like that.
Yeah, he tried to say that he was induced, enticed, brainwashed, something along those lines, and nobody bought it.
Right. Well, what happened was he was hiding in the trunk of a vehicle, and the trunk was such that it would be only open for the public to see it from the outside, like a couple of inches,
right,
just enough to stick his nozzle out. But he was able to survey everything. And so as his driver was driving by, he would shoot, and no one would know which vehicle it was because they couldn't see who it was shooting. Well, anyway, this article in the Maryland, in the Washington Post article was this. Two guys were being held up by two other guys, and these two other guys, something happened, and the two guys that were holding up this procedure here, they were killed. Okay.
Uh-huh.
One of them was killed, they thought, by a gun. It turned out that he was killed by a rock. And it got me to thinking, you know, I mean, you know, our laws are such that the innocent have to resort to rocks to defend themselves.
Just like in Venezuela.
Yeah, and here we are in Colorado Springs, Colorado, just last week,
yep,
where a man, a boy, a man in my eyes, defended somebody to the point where he gave up his life.
Sure did.
To stop that shooter.
And that allowed three other boys to take down the other shooter.
Absolutely. And it reminded me of an article I had written, maybe 10 years ago or something, about a 1957 newspaper article in the Atlanta Constitution. It was August 17, 1957, in which there was a grocery store being robbed by someone, and the owner's wife had, all she had was the merchandise in and around the store, and she tossed salad dressing jars, salt and mayonnaise,
uh-huh,
at the bandit and chased the bandit out. And that is recorded in the August 17, 1957 Atlanta Constitution. And I thought I'd pass it on to you in the sense that I don't know as we've made a lot of progress. We seem to make a lot of progress, but we still have bad spots. And we are resorting now to, throwing mayonnaise jars, rocks, and that sort of thing to defend ourselves.
Well, yeah, because you're going to use whatever you got in your hands to try to defend yourselves, whatever it is.
Yep, it's come to that.
Yeah, it's a weapon. I throw a chair, you know, if you can pick up a desk, throw that at them, whatever.
Absolutely, and I certainly would, regardless of the law, whatever I had. But it's like we haven't moved forward as far and as fast as we need to.
Yeah.
All righty, you have a great evening.
All right, and of course, Nelson's got some great ideas there, and of course, I remember, you know, some of the different things. By the way, the most ridiculous thing I think I ever did, when we had those nuclear bomb drills, you know, oh, we're going to be, there's a nuclear bomb going to be dropped at us, and we hid under our desks. What good was that going to do in the case of a nuclear attack, hiding under a desk in a classroom? Think about that for a minute. Nothing. You might as well just stand by the window and wait for the blast to hit you. Goodness sake. Unbelievable. But, yeah, those were the days, and they thought they were really getting away with stuff. Okay, 877-969-8600, if you want to opine, 877-969-8600. Now, I got a little short clip here I want to play regarding China, because China's not going away anytime soon. And, again, our our Department of Defense acting secretary, now the designated appointee, been nominated by the president, Mr. Shanahan, on Fox yesterday talking about all sorts of things. And here we go again, talking about China.
When you look at the challenges around the globe, one of which is it's hard to avoid China, what they're doing in terms of a military buildup. Do you look at China as a threat?
I don't think we can ignore China any longer. Let's just kind of talk through some of the things you just referenced. Militarization of the South China Sea. Significant investments in order to be able to project power. Cyber attacks. You look at just spying they do on their own people. So, you know, they're a competitor. They'll modernize to compete.
What needs to be modernized? Is it goodbye tanks? Too many planes? Enough ships? What is it?
Whether it's our efforts in space, our long-range missiles, what we're doing with cyber, all of these things need a refresh. That's what modernization represents. So it is a replacement to some of our helicopters. It's a replacement to our submarines. It's a replacement to our combat vehicles.
And I'm going to be talking about some of that bottom of the hour military and news segment. But in particular, if you get an opportunity to listen to hour number four of the program this morning, that's when I have Colonel Jim Warshak come on. And the first segment that he and I talk about are always military-related issues, and we're going to have a bunch of them. And you're going to love what you hear. And I'll tell you what, we're not going to divulge any trade secrets. That's not what we do. He was a deputy commander of Intel under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn when he was over at CENTCOM, and the colonel was his right-hand man, if you will. And we're going to talk about some different things that we know we can talk about in terms of what it is that we are doing right now to prepare for any contingency that may come up, because military planners do just that. They have shelf after shelf and three-ring binder after three-ring binder and book after book after book of what happens if this happens, what happens if that happens, what do we do if that happens, so on and so forth. And they got everything worked and reworked, and they're constantly updating the plans that they have. Constantly updating the plans that they have. And it is what it is. Now, let's one more little, and by the way, the reason there's noise in the background here with the Secretary of Defense is because he's outside with aircraft around him. That's why. All right, let's listen to one last little discussion that Brian Kilmeade had with the Defense Secretary Designate, Mr. Shanahan.
Senator Blumenthal, who is actually a Democrat, said, never before has a nominee come before me since I've been senator with less experience than you. What's your reaction to that?
We have a tremendous amount of experience in the work that we have to do in preparing the department for the future. It's something that the department needs, whether it's restructuring, modernization, working internationally. I've had all those assignments as deep in experience. And what I would say is I'm looking forward to sitting down with the senator and having a conversation about my credentials and answering his questions.
All right. Here comes the music. Coming back with the military veterans news. Also, military news. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back, and Dan DeMann will be on the other side of that, too. So, hang in there. I'll be right back to Captain's America Third Watch. Marching on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Louisiana to check out a $10 billion export terminal that will liquefy natural gas for storage and export.
We have an America First energy policy, just like we have an America First policy. It's music to people's ears.
The president also talked about the large field of Democrats running against him in 2020.
If I win my race and we get it just the way we want it, and I think we're going to win it big, I'm looking at the competition. You sort of dream about competition like that, but who knows? Who knows? I got boot edge. I got them all.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. Stay hard on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, tomorrow, Thursday morning, Bo Browning, the director of students, will be here with us. We've already got a couple questions for him, so get the questions into us so we can ask him. All right, National Aviation, here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen, guys. Guys and gals, it's the Captain here, and for my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other military bases around the country that are listening to us right now, there's an important day coming up. You got about a week to operate on this, to do something about this. Friday, May the 31st, is when the next new classes start at the National Aviation Academy campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and Boston, Massachusetts. And you've been hearing me talk about the National Aviation Academy for about 3 years now. Now, National Aviation Academy has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector. They have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan. The top 10% in aviation maintenance make well over $80,000 per year, so what are you waiting for? And for more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. All right, well, taking a look at the military and veterans news tonight, a Navy SEAL charged with murder in the 2017 death of an Army Green Beret staff sergeant is scheduled for a special court-martial tomorrow, where he is expected to plead guilty to the lesser charges in the case. That's a plea deal that's been worked out so that they can then take his testimony and use it against some other individuals that are involved. Now, in the wake of the Pentagon reprogramming, $1.5 billion in fiscal 2019 funds to support President Donald Trump's border wall with Mexico are being put over there. Now, only the U.S. Air Force appears to be losing any money appropriated for equipment updates. However, the increased budget coming in 2020 puts the money right back in there for those said updates. So they really haven't lost anything in the Air Force. Also, the frail ex-pilot 70 years ago who flew in, he was called the U.S. Candy Bomber, flew in a DC-3 during the Berlin airlift, was back at Berlin's former Tempelhof Airport, now a public park, for commemoration of the aviation feat done by the Western Allies in 1948 and 99, known as Operation Vittles, when they flew candy in for the kids, as well as other supplies that was desperately needed there in Berlin. Now, many of you don't even know what I'm talking about, because you weren't around, you haven't studied it in school, because they're not teaching it. But believe me when I tell you, it was a monumental accomplishment done by the greatest generation. Okay. On the telephone line, Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana, and I mentioned a magic word, and it perked him right up, China.
China is right. You know, in 2004, I wrote a paper, really the last scholarly thing that I've done in that depth for a long time. It was the summer of 2004, and my premise was, when we were done in Afghanistan and Iraq, we would come out of that fog of war going, what happened to the rest of the world while we were gone? And you're seeing it, especially China. You know, right now we got a trade war with them. So the last group of China retaliated with tariffs on some of our exports to them. And it's laughable in one sense, because it's like looking back at the 1970s, what they slapped tariffs on. And I got to read the list today. Let me give you a few things. Microwave ovens, women's swimwear, phonographic turntables. When's the last time you've heard of those? Manual typewriters, manual sewing machines. That things that they did not slap a tariff on. Boeing, anything that dealt with Boeing. They did not slap tariffs on semiconductors, machines that make semiconductors, or car parts. China and India have this one strange organization way they structure their military. They keep the Army and the Navy separated.
Yeah.
There's no chairman of the Joint Chiefs in those two because it's coup prevention.
Right.
So I was looking at this. And, you know, you got to understand, they're getting powerful, but I don't know if they can ever make the middle class trap jump. And I'm not so sure what they can do. They're militarizing islands in the South Pacific. They seem to be a real power there. But outside of that, I mean, their new carrier, everybody's making a big fuss about. It's old Soviet technology. It's junk. You know, you got slope decks. You know, in our limits and
well, that gives them an angle. That gives them an angle, so they can go throttle up.
Yeah, they throttle up, but you got to get volunteer pilots to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Not every pilot is that gutsy, and that's the other thing with the Chinese army. Well, the military per se, it's a one son army. Every soldier, every sailor is the only son, is the only child. the way they think, the way they operate.
Yeah, but they've now gone to the population thing, saying it's okay to have more than one kid.
Yeah, but you're going to see 20 years before that pays off in the military in any
right,
way.
Right.
And the way they are going, they're going the same way the Japanese. You know, once you start to get a little bit of leisure, you don't have as many kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was one of the things with the Japanese. They're so into commercialization right now, they're not having families anymore.
Yeah, they're more American than we are in that sense.
Yes. I mean, you look at Japan and their, I mean, right now they've got 48-year-old, 50-year-old fighter pilots in their Navy.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, unlike China, but it's still a big question mark. China has always been a potential, but it's never made the real thing yet. I don't know if it can do it now, but they got a lot of money. They got a lot of new equipment. You know, we'll have to just wait and see for the next 5 years. As of yet, they've not taken a shot at it, which I think would be a mistake. But I know it would be a mistake, but there's still just a potential yet.
Well, let me stop you for a second because we got about a minute. I want to go right away over to Iran. Saudi Arabia is sitting there, and we know they have nukes, and we know how they got them. They bought them from Pakistan. And we know that they also brought some North Korean technicians into their country to set up their nukes because North Korea and Iran are joined at the hip when it comes to the nuclear program. Are you concerned that Saudi Arabia is going to do something bold and brash in the Middle East against Iran?
I think they could start something but not have the military wherewithal to finish it. And in that case, guess who's going to have to come in and
drag us right in the middle of it, yep. Uh-huh.
That's kind of how I view it. I think they can start it, but they can't finish it.
And that will also bring Israel into the mix, too.
Yeah, well, Israel and Saudi Arabia are getting along, in my view, a little too well.
Uh-huh.
That's what worries me. But, no, I don't want to see the Israelis go, if something happens to Iran because of Saudi Arabia, somebody else is going to have to do the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a black eye, it's not going to be the Saudis. The Saudis have always been able to buy their way out of any situation.
You know, Dan, you should get a blog and start writing.
No. I've been there. Well, I haven't had a blog, but I've been in the public eye.
I know you have.
I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at now, just giving my opinion. You know, I'm.
You remind me of that song. He's a real nowhere man.
Yeah, nowhere, man. Well, that's fine. I don't take that as criticism.
No, it's not criticism. It's a compliment.
If I can teach somebody something, or at least, because there's so much out here today that
yeah,
it's so one-sided.
All right.
There's many, many paths.
Here comes the music. That means I got to go. So great talking to you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Captain, and I will talk to you later on in the week.
Thank you, Dan. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and he is a man of many hats, and he has been in government. He has been in the public eye, so, yep, I got him. All right, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All right, the highway junkie song, and we'll get right into the mix here because we got a lot of weather to talk about. If you're out there in the West Coast, folks, sorry to tell you, you already know this. Oregon, Southern Oregon, California. The mountains, and I'll read the system, the article I got right here in front of me, the weather statement. It says a potent weather system will bring rain locally heavy with higher elevation snow to portions of California, 6,000 foot and above, 2 feet of snow or more, southwestern Oregon, northern Rockies too. Now, it goes on to say that as much as 2 feet of snow, possibly more, may blanket the California mountains above 6,000 feet. You all know where those areas are. Now, rain and snow will also impact much of the Intermountain West as it moves east. That means Oregon, that means Idaho, that means Nevada, that means Arizona, that means Utah in the next couple of days coming your way. It also means coming into Colorado and Wyoming and probably New Mexico. And then, here we go, a multi-day severe weather outbreak will develop across the plains. Now, that means where you've had the severe thunderstorms, where you've had the tornadoes, you're going to get another round of them. And this is another system moving across from west to east. Now, also, taking a look at where the rivers are still flooding areas like Iowa and parts of Illinois, parts of Missouri, parts of Arkansas, parts of Tennessee and Kentucky, near the Mississippi. The levees that have been busted are still not able to be repaired because of the floodwaters. So until the floodwaters go down to where they can start repairing the levees, guess what? You're going to remain flooded. And as a result, that water is going to continue to go further south. It's going to go down into the lower portion of Arkansas. It's going to go down into Louisiana. It's going to go down into Mississippi, as well as the western part of Tennessee and Kentucky. And you're just going to have a continued mess going on there. So be advised when you get near the big rivers and the big waters that you may have a detour here and there. It just all depends. They finally opened up I-29 last week after being closed for a number of days because of the water there. But if you're traveling east-west tonight, especially if you're going west on I-80, on I-70, on I-40, be prepared that as you, if you're, say, over here in the Carolinas or east of the Mississippi River, be prepared a couple of days from now, at the very most, you're going to be driving right into some winter weather at the higher elevations. So be prepared as you go over Flagstaff, as you go out of Reno, over the top, as you come out of Phoenix and you head west, Kingman, Arizona, be advised that some of those mountainous areas you might have a little bit of fun because I suspect you're going to have some white stuff still on the mountain peaks out there. Now, our Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive is having quite the special going on right now. Now, a friend of mine went up to Crystal River, and they bought a Murano, a 2018 Murano with 33,000 miles on it. Now, the book value on it was $3,500 more than they paid for the vehicle, and they got a tremendous deal trading in the vehicle they had. So they're very, very happy. And again, they were eligible for the You Serve, You Save deal, which they got. And that saved them money, too. Got a good deal on their trade-in, happy as a lark, happy that they told them the captain sent them because they got more than what they normally would get as a discount. Because they went up there and said all the magic words. The people liked them. The salesman liked them. The sales manager liked them. They were friends of mine, and they just got a deal. So, if you're interested in certified pre-owned, which is what this was, 2018, or you're interested in a brand new vehicle at Moss Family Automotive, they have their Nissan dealers as well as Chevrolet dealer, then check them out online first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. And remember to tell them the captain sent you because that's going to save you a bunch of money. For sure. Guaranteed. So there you go. And that's the rest of the story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, I don't know what we're going to do in Iran. Nobody knows. Denise Simon's going to be coming on here in just a couple of minutes or so. We're going to start out talking about Iran, Saudi Arabia, what type of a threat that's going to be, the military forces, what's there. We do know that Saudi Arabia did purchase nuclear-tipped weapons, and they bought them from Pakistan and There was no secret about it. I mean, it was widely reported. Saudi said, oh, no, we not do such thing. But then, of course, there were there were too many other mitigating and circumstances that confirmed that by various scientific teams that flew in and out and helped them set up what they did. And I can assure you that Saudi Arabia has got their nuclear-tipped missiles pointed at Tehran right now. I can assure you that. And I can also assure you that they probably have targeted some of those oil fields in the southwestern part of Iraq, because that's probably the first thing that we're going to see happen. And joining us right now to talk about what could happen with Saudi Arabia and Iran is Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Iran came out, and I have the news release right here in front of me, and claimed full responsibility for the attacks on the four ships.
That's good.
So, what is Saudi Arabia going to do? Everybody wants to know. What do you think?
I'm not sure that Saudi Arabia is going to necessarily do a conventional response in this particular case. Saudi Arabia doesn't want an additional battlefield. They're already in a battlefield as it is against Iran.
In Yemen.
In Yemen, mm-hmm. with the Houthis. So I think Saudi Arabia is probably tapping the United States on the shoulder and saying, all right, we gotta resolve this thing. Can we address the Houthis first? Because it was the Houthis that actually bombed the using drones that hit the Saudi pipelines a day later after the two tankers.
Mm-hmm.
There were four tankers, but
yeah. And now we hear there's three that were damaged.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we have to resolve this Yemen thing first. And, you know, we are certainly helping the Saudis in that regard, and that's causing a lot of consternation within our own Congress, because they say that we don't have a War Powers Act that is, you know, where we are legitimately, you know, fighting a war in Yemen. Well, we're not really fighting a conventional war in Yemen. We are trying to defeat Al-Qaeda there. And the Saudis are trying to defeat the Houthis, almost kind of one and the same at
mm-hmm.
this point. So as a response, I don't believe that there necessarily will be a conventional response against Iran, unless, you know, things escalate to another level, there could be. But that's why we have sent all of our military assets that we have over there to that region.
Yep, and hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we roll along here. Top of the hour news coming your way, and then right after that, Denise will be back. We'll be talking about a lot of different things, and by the way, it is a military-friendly environment tonight. There are lots of topics to talk about. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the USA.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.